This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the African Union joining the Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure 2025. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure 2025 through a video message, the Prime Minister stressed the need to design actionable programs and ensure that developing nations have access to finance. He further emphasized considering small island developing states as large ocean countries due to their vulnerability, as they deserve special attention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of the Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Modi said that it is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agricultural sector. India has made remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23. In 2011-12, around 344.47 million people in India were living in extreme poverty. By 2022-23, that number fell sharply to 75.24 million. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on environmental conservation and development.
Over the last decade, India has adopted a development model that integrates environmental protections with inclusive growth. From reviving rivers to restoring ecosystems and creating green infrastructure, the country has demonstrated a strong commitment to conservation with compassion. The Namami Gange Mission is one of the world's largest river rejuvenation program. It has improved water quality and enhanced biodiversity of the Ganga. Alongside this, the Swachh Bharat Mission and Govardhan Yojana have transformed sanitation and water management, especially in rural areas. Campaigns like Ek Ped Maake Naam have mobilized citizens for environmental actions. India has also made significant strides in wildlife conservation. Initiatives like Project Cheetah and Project Lion focuses on habitat development and species recovery. India currently has 91 Ramsar sites, the highest in Asia.
Tourism Minister Pasang Dorji Sona on Friday met Union Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha and urged him to introduce daily fixed wing flights to Mechuka under the Government of India's Udaan scheme. Stating that the region relies on limited helicopter services that are weather-dependent, making it inaccessible for much of the year, the minister emphasized the urgency and need for reliable year-round connectivity to benefit the local population and unlock the tourism potential of the region. The East Kaming Social Welfare and Cultural Organization has strongly condemned the exclusion of national weightlifting champion Sambo Lapung from the Indian team for the upcoming Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships. In a representation email today to Union Minister and Arunachal West MP Kiran Rijiju, it called for its urgent intervention, citing concerns over fairness and transparency in the selection process conducted by the Indian Weightlifting Federation. Sambo Lapung, hailing from Lapung village in East Kaming district, is a three-time senior national weightlifting champion in the 96-kilogram category. He clinched gold medals at the national championship held in Chandigarh in 2022, Itanagar in 2023, and Himachal Pradesh in 2024. West Kaming District Police has busted a fake inner line permit racket, arresting a key accused on June 5. The crackdown followed intensified ILP checking at the Bhalukpong check gate on June 4, during which several forged ILPs bearing fax seals and signatures of the Tawang Circle officer were detected. Upon registration of a case at Bhalukpong Police Station, a police team led by Inspector Thungam Tali conducted a raid in Tejpur, Assam and arrested the accused. an Assam government employee. He had allegedly forged over 1,300 ILPs in the past few months. During the raid, police seized a laptop, 4 hard disk, 10 pen drives, 1 mobile phone, bank documents and rupees 13,000 in cash. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.